We are in Hilchas Krishma Simon Pei Zayin. We're up to Sif Beis. We'll be doing Beis and Gimel. So we just learned the halacha of a Gerif Sharei and Avit Shalmei Raglayim, that the bedpan is considered a Beis Akisei. You have to distance yourself from it four Amis and also not see it in order to say Shema or any Psukim or Davin. Says the Mechaber now, Grafa Avit Shal Cheres or Shal Eitz. What if they're ceramic or wood? So we had learned that even if they're clean, they are considered having absorbed the tzoa, and therefore one could not say Shema. Shekofo alpiv, you went and turned it upside down. Yesh matirin, some say that that is mutter, that whatever is absorbed is only on the inside, and therefore would be considered covered by the outside. V'yesh osrim, and there are those who aser. V'halocha kedivreya osrim, and the ikar adin is like the osrim, and that is, turning it upside down does not help you. Now, what happens if you go ahead and cover it? So halacha is that it's mutter. If you cover it up, the halacha is that it's mutter. But what happens if there is an odor coming out of it? So, in the case of a wood one that was washed and is covered, if it has a reach, this is considered reach ra sheyesh lo ikur, because it's absorbed into it, and you must move away four amas from where the reach ended. If it is metal and covered but wasn't cleaned, it's also called yesh lo ikur, and you need four amas from where the reach stops. Whereas, if it is made of metal and it's washed well and it is covered and nevertheless had an odor, Allah, as we call this, reach ra she'en lo ikur, because there's nothing left absorbed into it, and so long as you can't smell it, you're all right. You don't have to walk away for amas from where you stopped smelling it. Siv Gimel. Mutter likros krishma babaya she'esh bo tzoa, or a room that happens to have tzoa in it, umei raglayim, or grafa of it, kiven she'irchik yumem kishir she'nizbar b'simen ayin tes. If in the same room you have anything that you couldn't say Shema in front of, Tzoa, Avit, Shalmei Raglayim, as long as you're not within the four Amis and you're not facing it, the halacha is that it's mutter. Meaning there's no halacha that says that the room that has any of these things in it would definitely be usur in Kriya Shema. V'chein, im kofa aleim keli, if you put a keli on them, afa pi she'mimo babayis, even though you're right there, hare ilu kikvurim, umutter likros kenegdo, it's like they're buried, which means this is considered cover. We learn from the pasuk of v'chisisa tzeyasecha that kisui helps, that if it's covered, it will not answer saying Shema. So the halacha is like this. If the keli that you put over it is not snug against the ground, as long as it is within three tfachim of the ground, we say lovud, it's as if that area is sealed off, and it's fine. Then that is fine. How about a keli that is sitting right side up? Means, say you have some kind of can, and inside that you put the graf shel rei. Do we call this covered or not? So if it is not 10 tfachim high, there are matirim, but it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah asers. What happens if it is something that is 10 tfachim high? For example, let's say you have a bed that's 10 tfachim high, which is quite high, and it comes down to the ground, or at least within 3 tfachim of the ground, so we say lovud. The halacha is that that is considered a hefsik between oneself and the tzoa, as long as you don't see the tzoa and you don't smell it. Now, the Magen Avraham Shita is that it has to go from one end of the room to the other. To be a mechitza, it has to actually slice the room in half. There are achronim that argue. The Chayadam says that in the case of Meiraglayim, you could be mekel, but in the case of tzoa, one should be machmer. The reason being that Meiraglayim, which is collected, is a drabana. What's interesting is that with regard to an Ovet Shel Meiraglayim, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that that's a daraisa. That means that a keli that is absorbed with, that is totally absorbed with Meiraglayim, that is considered a Beis Akise and is worse than the Meiraglayim itself that was sitting there. Now, further, what happens if you have space between the oven and the wall, and inside there's tzoa? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that since that is one of the clay bias and it belongs there, it is not mafsik. That is not considered a mechitza. Now, what happens if you have a bed that is not 10 tfachim high, but comes down within 3 to the floor, so that we say lavud? The halacha is that even though that is not considered a mechitza, it's considered a kisui. So if you're on the bed, the halacha is that that's mutter, because you don't see the tzoa, and you're not within, and even though you're within four amas of it, lamaisa, it is covered up. It's considered a kisui. You have a bed that has a sheer lava to the ground, so it's completely covered. And once you're mechase it, there's no iser whatsoever.